of the mountain dulcimer. He is. Just a little curly hair and he'd be right there. But can you believe someone who loves the mountain dulcimer at his age used to play in a punk rock band in Tallahassee? Now, I can't even repeat the name of it because it's a little bit too political. However, I can't imagine him playing bass in a punk rock band and then turning on to the mountain dulcimer. But, hey, there he is. And he teamed up with a couple of other hot pickers. I've seen them at the old marble stage in the past. And you're in for a treat because Mickey Abraham on mandolin from Tallahassee. Yeah. And Mike Snelling on bass from Tallahassee. And I understand that David Beatty, he loves this trio, and he's building a very special mountain dulcimer for Aaron O'Rourke. So that's going to be special. I asked him if it was going to be one of the boat variety, but I don't think it is. They do have a couple of CDs. Aaron said he's got his own solo CD, and then they have one called the Aaron O'Rourke Trio. So that's pretty easy to remember, I think. But it's just really, I think, one of the coolest things to see a young group up here taking acoustic instruments like a mountain dulcimer and a mandolin and a stand-up bass and making it sound hot enough that someone 20 years old just has turned from punk rock to this, huh? I just love it. And I was backstage talking with some of the other folks coming up. Jim Carrick is going to be here tonight in place of Bobby Hicks. As you, many of you may have been hearing, Bobby Hicks is very ill and in the hospital, so keep him in your thoughts. And Jim Carrick is going to be here tonight to take his place. He's been performing in his place all day today. And so we'll raise up Bobby tonight and hear from Jim Carrick. And also Frank Thomas is backstage waiting for his set. Frank's going to bring up one of his, I think he said either great or great-great nephew who's going to come up and accompany him, which is really nice. I think he said he was 16 or so. So the whole generation is coming up playing acoustic music, from bringing them to these festivals. It's really nice. Keeping it in the family, right? All right, so and the sound's sounding really good back there so far. Everybody hearing it okay? Aaron said he would be willing to sign autographs with his real name, not Josh Groban or anything. He'll put Aaron O'Rourke on it, on the side of the stage. They brought some CDs with them, so they're very approachable. So we're really excited. Yeah, I saw Mickey last year at the old marble stage when you were with the other group that you play with, and I know it was one of those days that things weren't working with the sound, and your band got up there and just went up in front of the crowd, and it even got a little dark, and y'all were still playing. So it's what you call loving the music, right? How's everybody holding out with the weather? Is it pretty cold? I have to admit, I got up at about 5 o'clock this morning. My legs were numb, and I had to head out to a fast food restaurant and get some hot coffee to warm up. All right, let's please make them welcome the Aaron O'Rourke Trio.
But oh, thanks, you guys.
Is that coming up? Also a stand-up comedian when he's not playing dulcimer.
I'm also Josh Groban.
I certainly know how to make a dulcimer mandolin bass trio feel welcome.
Indeed.
So, Aaron and I were really excited when we found out that our version of Lady Be Good made it to this folk festival DVD. I don't know if you guys ever watched PBS, but they did this whole kind of folk festival review, and we made it on there and played this tune, and we're going to do it again for you. It's a George Gershwin jazz tune called Lady Be Good.
Thank you.
Well, this next song, I usually try to dedicate it to a different person. I think last time we did it, I dedicated it to all the vegetarians in the audience. And more directly to all the meat eaters in the audience. But really, this goes out to Publix because it's the commercials that inspired the song. This is called What If You Were the Turkey?
That is Aaron O'Rourke on the Mountain Dulcimer. Aaron's reaching in his wallet.
One, two, three, four, five.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate that. It's really very, very exciting, and we're so happy to be here playing for you tonight on Sunday night at the Folk Festival, and it's so nice to see so many people hanging out here and just enjoying the folk music. And, you know, as I walk around this weekend, it's been a really, for me, a tremendously busy, busy weekend, and it's been a long, like, 3 days. I can't, you know, it's been a great weekend, and anyway... What I was really getting at is that in addition to these folk festivals and bluegrass festivals, there's even a smaller niche that these dulcimer festivals and dulcimer contests and things like that. I've never, you know, Aaron really knows a lot about it, but what we're going to do is we're going to turn it over to Aaron, and he's going to show you some of the stuff that he does on his dulcimer that won in contests and kind of going to show people what the future of the dulcimer is going to be like. Here's Aaron O'Rourke on the Mountain Dulcimer.
Well,
shucks. Can you guys still hear me? Because what I'm really trying to say here again is that I know this is like a really long story.
Okay, there it is. Okay. Well, I started writing this tune here, I guess a couple months ago, and just finished writing it about an hour ago. I still have yet to play it through the whole way, so it's probably not a good idea to do it Sunday night on the main stage of the Florida Folk Festival, but I've never walked away from a bad idea, so, really, it's just there's someone who's really pressuring me into doing this, so this next song is called Song from My This Girl I'm Sharing a Tent With. Just kidding, it's called Song for Aaron O'Rourke. I can't believe I just told you all that. Thank you. Thanks, you guys. I'm going to get my good friend Mickey Abraham back up here, and we're going to do a little mandolin dulcimer duet for you. And just so you know, if you don't know Mickey, in Tallahassee anyway, he's responsible for a lot of young people playing mandolin and guitar. And he's actually the one who really started challenging me on... thank you for the background music, by the way. This is a great... It's making the story a lot better. This story was going to be totally lame, but now it's cool. But no, Mickey's really the one who started really challenging me a lot on dulcimer, saying, hey, can you play this? Can you play that? I really didn't know the answer, but yeah. So this is one of the first tunes we really started playing a lot together. This is called Soldier's Joy.
And it happens to be on a record that we're selling here. And you can buy it for Christmas or for Hanukkah-related events. And every household needs 20 copies to be complete. No, I'm just kidding. One will do.
Or for those of you who celebrate Festivus, if you know what that is, it's great for that occasion as well. Thank you. Now we're going to bring Mike back up here. You know, it's funny because for the people over there, Mike just happens to be my favorite member of the band, too. I've always thought he's way cooler than me and Mickey combined.
When band practices, when there's always, what do we do? We always turn to Mike, and Mike seems to have the correct answer. This is an old-time tune that Aaron, he went out to Winfield in the Dulcimer contest at Winfield, Kansas, and he came back with all these outrageous tunes. It's very interesting how bluegrass is very geographical, and how if you're in, like, say, Tallahassee or a certain city or South Florida or California or Israel, there's bluegrass music in Israel. You'll find that there's a certain, say, 10, 15, 20 handful of tunes that get played, and then if you go somewhere else, you're amazed that the bluegrass jams have these other tunes that people play. And this is one that I couldn't believe why everyone doesn't play this tune. It was kind of simple at first, and then Aaron and I kind of messed with it and tried to see what we could do with it. This is called the Kiowa Special.
One more time, just let me introduce these fine musicians on my right and left. On mandolin is Mickey Abraham. And on the upright bass, Mr. Mike Snelling. Thank you all for hanging out till Sunday. It's been a great time. Thanks for coming to our set. And thank you in advance for buying tons of... I'm just kidding.
This is likely. We're going to do a couple tunes for you. We're going to do a couple more. So thanks for making us feel so welcome. So nice to be here. And hope we can do it again in May when it's back to 110 degrees Folk Festival. This is going to be Bonaparte's Retreat.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks. We'll see you next year.
Thank you.
We want to hear one more.
You guys want one more?
Please. That was awesome. Yeah.
My goodness. It's going to be a happy drive home. Let's just wait for our canoe player. I don't think he's building suspense to be a rock star. He must be going to the bathroom or something. Just kind of pick one of the tunes that we like to do.
We've always had sort of this dream of having a fourth member of the band, and just not to play any music or anything, but just to come out when we need it. And he's a little shy, so maybe once we start playing, we can get him out here.
We made some friends backstage, and hopefully it'll happen. We're going to bring him on the road. I think we have a fourth member of the band. Thanks,
wow,
folks.
Wow, all right. Woo-hoo.